Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Good evening. It's just after 6 o'clock and a very warm welcome for the next hour. Financial information that helps you make sense of the economy and build your wealth. First today in a snapshot, the JSE is up in late afternoon trade. The Rand is fractionally weaker and bullion up by almost 1.5%. Coming up between now and 7 o'clock tonight, government scraps the VAT hike, but the International Monetary Fund warning that South Africa's debt could spiral out of control. Private label products hit 98 billion rand as South Africans shift from big name brands. From switchboards to cloud calls, how telephony still powers our economy. Record home loan values point to rising confidence in South Africa's property market, a big business accolade for Hot 1027, and more on the move as far as Aspen Pharmacare is concerned and its big share plunge. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, the National Treasury's decision to scrap the proposed VAT hike may have won some political favor, but if reports are to be believed, it's left a staggering 75 billion rand gap in government finances. Now, while all of that was happening at midnight last night, the International Monetary Fund also painting a grim picture of South Africa's fiscal future, warning the public debt could hit 88% of GDP by 2030 unless urgent and painful reforms are made. And with global borrowing costs rising and South Africa's growth forecast now slashed to just 1%, the big question, I guess, is are we ignoring this fiscal warning? The red lights are flashing. Well, joining me now is Tertia Jacobs, Treasury Economist at Investec. Tertia, a very warm welcome to you. Let's get to the IMF in just a moment. But first of all, that decision to cancel the VAT hike, it was a political decision, obviously, but the conventional wisdom is the finance minister had very little choice in which to move around.
Hi, Jeremy. Yes, I think that's true indeed. There was massive resistance to the VAT increase, first the 2 percentage point and then the 0.5 percentage point. And I think a lot of the disagreement was also centered around what's happening on the other side of the coin, and that is the spending increases. Because of what you mentioned, South Africa's debt to GDP ratio is so elevated, we can't afford to finance an increase in spending by issuing more debt. So it's got to come from a VAT increase, which is actually also detrimental to growth.
So this 75 billion rand hole that the Treasury finds itself having to deal with now, what is government's next move in your opinion? That the hole has got to be filled in one way or another, surely.
So that is, I think, the big debate. In the budget take two, Treasury projected an increase in spending, a net spending actually of 142 billion. So that consisted of, first of all, you know, the higher wage increases allocated or given to the public sector, and that was 5.5% with carryover effects, that's like 23 billion rand. Then there was also infra spending of 47 billion rand, and there was social protection. There was then the frontline services that constituted 70 billion rand, right? So I think that is the 70 billion that the minister is flagging. So when I listen to him, he says the VAT increase was earmarked to finance the increase in frontline services. Jeremy, if I must just add there, remember the increase in revenue that Treasury was looking for in the current fiscal year was 28 billion rand. So there's also a bracket creep amount of 18 billion rand with a carryover effect of nearly 60 billion rand. So that can go towards financing the other increase in spending.
Which means that government has no choice but to start radically cutting expenditure.
You know, these spending measures, if I can say, is provisional. Most of them is provisional, right? So they haven't actually been executed. That's in the baseline forecast. So removing that is not going to mean they're going to cut back on spending. For now, it is changing the budget.
All right, let's move on to the International Monetary Fund. So while all of that was happening domestically, the IMF saying that our debt trajectory, in its words, is now unsustainable. What in fact does that mean, Tertia?
Jeremy, it comes back to the discussion that we've had for several years and that the economy is stagnating. We're caught in a low growth trap of between 1% to 2%. You have seen that GDP growth revisions for this year has already been revised from about, we started at about hopefully 2%. We're now at about 1.4, 1.5% with the IMF saying we're growing at 1%. So it comes back to that we have to implement this economic reform program very urgently. There must be confidence in the GNU that it will continue to be able to function even if there are disagreements, because that feeds into business confidence. So that is basically the dynamic, because where we're standing right now is we're hiking taxes to finance an increase in expenditure, and that is not sustainable.
And adding to that, Tertia, global borrowing costs are now rising, which means that we are becoming a lot more exposed, surely, to a fully fledged debt crisis.
A debt crisis is a very strong word because, you know, we can still remedy it if we address these issues. But I think what it does mean is now that South Africa has to compete even harder for foreign capital flows into our market, because we have seen, as you point out, government bond yields in the major economies rising. So that by implication exerts upward pressure on domestic bond yields as well.
So the IMF in that note says that we now have to make painful choices, and those two words in inverted commas. What do you think that means, and where do we start cutting?
So the easiest one, but which can also be the most difficult one, is to address growth. And then the second one is, I think, if we can focus on a spending review. We know that there's a lot of wastage, you know, unproductive spending in government. That would be the first issue. We need to address the public sector wage bill. Treasury is looking to, you know, for early retirement for public sector workers, which where they have set 11 billion rand aside. And I think then the whole professionalization of the public sector becomes all the more important. And then finally, Jeremy, what feeds into the growth story is the performance of municipalities and the metros. That is a major holdback on economic growth.
And Tertia, what is the risk in your opinion if we don't act urgently? I guess we could lose investor confidence.
Yes, I think that is unfortunately a potential outcome. Treasury faces high bond redemptions over the next 5-6 years. And, you know, obviously we have a very deep domestic capital market where they would be able to issue domestic debt, but it will come at a price. And then, you know, if we could have had the buy-in from foreign investors, that would have been very positive. So foreigners are on the sidelines in South Africa, and it's actually in our hands to attract them back.
And Tertia, I just want to finally come back to that 1% growth that the International Monetary Fund alluded to. Do you think that this is now the new normal, or do you think that structural reform can still lift the outlook?
So in the IMF's 1% GDP growth forecast, it's a combination of domestic but also external factors. They focused a lot on, you know, the change in the global trade regime. We don't know how many of these dynamics are going to be permanent or temporary. So if there's a bit of a dial down, I'm sure that the external environment can perhaps improve slightly at the margin, because at the moment it's characterized with a high level of uncertainty that feeds into confidence. So I think that's the first point. And then the second point, this the South African specific factors. You know, as we said, this year we were looking at 2%. Initially, right, and that was with anticipation that gross fixed investment in infrastructure will accelerate. And unfortunately, there's been a bit of a dial back. And also, you know, the concerns about the budget and the GNU in February, that's also impacted sentiment. So these dynamics are in our domain that we can deal with.
Tertia Jacobs, thank you very much indeed. Treasury economist at Investec.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.